I am so far behind with trying to get going for vacation, and we've had so many things going on here at church that I did not have a sermon title today. But if I did have a sermon title, it would have been A Leap of Faith, because that's really what's going on here today. So we have a wealthy young man, and I was really appreciative of Janet reading that from a different perspective and stopping at the, with God, all things are possible. Because then it goes on in our reading that Gary just read. And we have Peter getting in there and asking questions, well, what about us? What about us? But I'm not as concerned with that part of it as I am with the motivations behind the rich young man's question. So he walks up to Jesus and says, good teacher. I mean, he's being very respectful. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? So we know that his focus is in the right place. And Jesus says, well, here's all the things. And he starts ticking off all the things that this guy has to do. And this young man says, I've been doing that since I was like this high, just knee high to a grasshopper. I'm trying so hard. I keep all the commandments. I follow all the rules. I do what I'm supposed to do. I care for others. I'm doing my tithe. And Jesus says, that's great. And he looks at him, and then we get this sentence. Jesus looks at him and loves him. We don't hear that in other stories where Jesus has this reaction and we hear about it. We know that Jesus loves people, but it is very pointedly said in this particular passage. Jesus looks at him and loves him. And so you think, oh, yes, Jesus can assure him. What must I do to inherit eternal life? You're doing all the right things. You're on the right path. You're doing really great. The guy feels pretty good about himself for a moment here. And then just like Lieutenant Columbo, Jesus says, oh, just one more thing. Just one more thing. Go and sell all that you have, and then come and follow me. And I always get a little sad at this point, because that wealthy young man who so desperately wants to attain the kingdom of God finds out that he can't unless he gets rid of all the things that tie him to what and who he is right now. I mean, but what does this guy expect? Come on. You walk up to Jesus and you've heard about Jesus. You wouldn't have come to him with this question in the first place if you didn't know that Jesus had something for you. So he should know by now that Jesus is unconventional, at least. He is certainly controversial, and he's quite possibly a radical. Why would you ask Jesus this question and expect to just receive comfort and assurance? But I think that's what he's looking for. I think he's looking for Jesus to say, you're on the right path. You've got a great heart. You know what to do. Keep doing it. But instead, Jesus says, all of that stuff is great, but you can only inherit the kingdom of God if you stop trusting in all of that, in all of what you are doing, and trust only in God. Why are we here this morning? Are we looking for a little reassurance? Some comfort? Some energy for the week ahead? I think that's why a lot of us come. And I can't say that I'm any different. To be fair, I don't think we really want to come to church and be confronted. I don't think we want to come to church and have someone question us, or question our faith, or question our willingness to try. I'm trying as hard as I can. But it's not about you. That's what Jesus is telling this man. It's not about you. It's about me. And so you have to let go of your attachment to those things. And Jesus isn't just talking about his wealth. He's also talking about all the things that this man, young man is doing. I'm ticking off all the boxes, he says. Have been since I was little. And Jesus is like, that's great. But you can't do anything to inherit eternal life. So he's challenged, and he can't meet that challenge. In The Chosen, and I'm going to keep coming back to this because I keep watching it and coming up with stuff like, oh, wow. In The Chosen, Jesus says, I don't want followers who are content with the status quo. I also don't want a rebellion. I want nothing less than a revolution. And that means looking at things in a very different way. It's about being disciples. It's about being challenged. If we follow Jesus, and that's the invitation to this man today, come and follow me. But don't trust in all of that. Don't keep ties to all of that. Because you need to let that go and trust me. Following Jesus means we are always going to be challenged. Discipleship, which is what we are, folks. Isn't that cool? You can say, I'm a disciple of Jesus. You know, when we say disciple, we think, oh, that's, you know, these 12 guys in the Gospels. We hear about them. We hear about the ones who wrote the letters later. They're disciples. They're real disciples. No, you and I are real disciples. And what it is that discipleship is about moving from a trust somewhere else to a complete trust in God. And that requires a leap of faith. That requires letting go of some of the things that tether us. I think I've told you this story. When Mark and I were contemplating me going to seminary, we had to decide, do we take this leap of faith or not? We couldn't afford it. We couldn't have done it. There's no way we could afford seminary. It's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Can't do that. We had no money at the time. We ended up in the director of admissions office down at Wartburg Seminary, and I was weeping because I wanted so much to follow what I heard as this call. And she said to us, sometimes you have to take a leap of faith. And we talked about that the whole way back to La Crosse. And then Mark looks at me and he says, "If you're ready, I am too." And we took that leap of faith. That's what it takes. It takes letting go of the things that, well, but we can't do this because of this, and we can't blah, blah, blah. It takes letting go of that and saying, all right, I'm going to trust God. And it worked out. We were provided for in so many ways. A leap of faith. Jesus is asking this young man to let go, to fall or free fall even into a new way of thinking and being and doing. And then the young man is grieved because he knows he cannot do it. So here's my usual question. Pastor Amy, what does that mean for us? It means, what are you holding on to that you don't need to be holding on to anymore? It means, what are you afraid to try? It means, where are you at with your heart and mind? Are they focused on God? Or are they focused on the things of this world? I have to question myself that way all the time. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me. We are in the season of Lent. It is penitential, which means we repent of our sins, the things that we do wrong, and the things that we don't do that we should be doing. It also means that we explore more deeply what it means to be a disciple, a real disciple of Jesus. That's so exciting. And that's why we ask those questions now. What are the things that keep us from making the leap of faith? What could we be doing if we were able to make the leap of faith? Who could we be reaching if we could follow through? That is my challenge to all of us, including myself, during this season of Lent. Let go. Free fall into God. And the kingdom of heaven will be yours. Amen.